Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, this go-round, we're going to start off with several items that are new. First off, the SunTrust Broadway series at DPAC is out with its 2017-2018 lineup. And we're going to go through those, give you a shot at what maybe or what will be coming up starting this fall. September 12th through the 17th, it's Circus 1903. The golden age of the circus comes alive. The producers of the world's biggest magic show, The Illusionists, have teamed up with the award-winning puppeteers from War Horse to present a thrilling turn-of-the-century circus spectacular. Sensational puppetry puts elephants back in the ring as never seen before, along with a huge cast of the most unique, amazing, and dangerous circus acts from all four corners of the world. That's in September. October 17th through the 22nd, the well-known tale of the Little Mermaid. In a magical kingdom beneath the sea, of course, the beautiful young mermaid Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. October 31st through November 5th, Love Never Dies, The Phantom Returns. The ultimate love story continues in Love Never Dies, Andrew Lloyd Webber's spellbinding sequel to The Phantom of the Opera. It is 10 years after his disappearance from the Paris Opera House, and the Phantom has escaped to a new life in New York, where he lives amongst the screaming joyrides and freak shows of Coney Island. In this new, electrically charged world, he has finally found a place for his music to soar, but he has never stopped yearning for his one true love and musical protege. November 28th through December 3rd, School of Rock. Of course, this is based on the hit film. This hilarious new musical follows Dewey Finn, a wannabe rock star posing as a substitute teacher who just happens to turn a class of straight-A students into guitar-shredding, bass-slapping, mind-blowing rock band. This high-octane smash features 14 new songs from Andrew Lloyd Webber and, of course, all the original songs. January 2nd through the 7th, of course, this would be 2018. On Your Feet, from international superstardom to life-threatening tragedy, On Your Feet takes you behind the music and inside the real story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan, the record-making and groundbreaking couple who, in the face of adversity, found a way to end up on their feet. January 30th through February 4th of next year, Les Miserables. Of course, all these shows, of course, at DPAC, set against the backdrop of 19th century France. Les Miserables tells an enthralling story of broken dreams and unrequited love, passion, sacrifice, and redemption. A timeless testament to the survival of the human spirit. April 3rd through the 8th on the 2017-2018 season list for SunTrust Broadway, The Color Purple, with a soul-raising score of jazz, gospel, ragtime, and blues, The Color Purple gives an exhilarating new spirit to this Pulitzer Prize-winning story. Don't miss this stunning reimagining of an epic story about a young woman's journey to love and triumph in the American South. And finally on the list, May 1st through the 6th, Waitress, the musical. Inspired by Adrienne Shelley's beloved film Waitress, this tells the story of Jenna, a waitress and expert pie maker. She dreams of a way out of her small town and her loveless marriage. A baking contest in a nearby county and the town's new doctor may offer her a chance at a fresh start, while her fellow waitresses offer their own recipes for happiness. Again, that listing is the setup for the 2017-2018 season of SunTrust Broadway series at DPAC. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh is out with some new dates. Of course, this one was already on the list, March 5th, Cello Forum, one of the few professional cello quartets in the country. This one delights in performing a diverse repertoire of classics and original compositions to please every taste. Friday, April 14th at the Museum of Art, Mike Craver performs before showing of All About Eve. Mike Craver, the talented singer-songwriter, pianist, actor, and original member of the Red Clay Ramblers, performs an homage to a Hollywood masterpiece. It starts at 7:30. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. They perform chamber music from the Renaissance through early classical periods on period instruments of the type used in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. Saturday, May 6th, it's Mipso with River Wireless. Not long after becoming a campus favorite at UNC Chapel Hill, they began selling out shows at Cat's Cradle and appearing throughout the Triangle and beyond. Their 2015 album, Old Time Reverie, reached number one on Billboard's Bluegrass chart, and the Guardian newspaper called it one of the best records of the year. Mipso's first North Carolina Museum of Art appearance celebrates the release of a new album, Coming Down the Mountain. May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. Blue Mountain presents a colorful concert of depictions and visual references through sound. Experience moods that have inspired composers and visual artists for centuries, calm and graceful, playful and silly, and strong and powerful. Tuesday, June 13th, is Kaleo. It's fun to catch a wave, especially one that comes all the way from Iceland. Kaleo, the skyrocketing indie rock band from near Iceland's capital city of Reykjavik, ironically takes its name from a native Hawaiian word that means the sound. Inspired by American blues and folk, the band relocated to Austin, Texas, after becoming a sensation in its homeland. Sunday, June 18th, it's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Amanda Shires. Isbell is closely tied to the fabled Southern musical enclave of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, whose studios produced some of the most enduring popular music of the 60s and 70s. Isbell learned to play multiple instruments as a boy, and at age 22, he joined the Southern rock band Drive-By Truckers. 6 years later, he embarked on a solo career. His breakthrough recording, Southeastern, won Album of the Year at the 2014 Americana Music Awards. Saturday, July 22nd at the Museum of Art, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. The website AllMusic says Mandolin Orange draws from Wells both old and new, offering up a heady mix of bluegrass, gospel, folk, country, and pop that invokes the earthy timeliness and effortless harmonies of Julian Welch and David Rawlings, the sweet unpredictability of Nickel Creek, and the rich Gothic Americana of the Civil Wars. And Wednesday, August 9th at the Museum of Art, Rhiannon Giddens. North Carolina native Rhiannon Giddens continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. Co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, Giddens recorded her first solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, with the aid of producer T-Bone Burnett. New York Times music critic John Perles says the album is a showcase of Ms. Giddens' glorious voice, which merges an opera singer's detail and a deep connection to Southern roots. Giddens' follow-up record, Freedom Highway, released in February, features 9 songs she wrote herself. All righty. Just in case you didn't know, there are several North Carolina official festivals. Now, these are festivals that have been designated by the state through the General Assembly. I thought you might be interested in some of them. In order of adoption by the North Carolina General Assembly, 1993 Hertford County Watermelon Festival. That same year, the Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival, which is the official southeastern North Carolina Watermelon Fest. 2003, Folkmoot USA, official's state international festival. 2007, the Aiden Collard Festival was named the official state collard festival. That same year, Lexington Barbecue Festival was named the official food festival of the North Carolina Piedmont Triad. In 2009, North Carolina Potato Festival, which is the official Irish potato festival in the state. In 2011, Grifton's Shad Festival became the official Shad Festival of the state of North Carolina. Jamesville Herring Festival, the official herring festival, as you might expect. Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival, you guessed it, the official shrimp festival of the state. 2012, Shelby Liver Mush Festival, the official fall liver mush, the official fall liver mush festival. And that same year, the Marion Liver Mush Festival was declared the official spring liver mush festival. I used to watch my mom and dad eat some of that stuff. Never could. Anyway, also in 2012, Swansboro Mullet Festival, and we're not talking about the hairstyle. The official mullet festival of the state. 2013, Blue Monday Shad Fry of East Arcadia. The official state Blue Monday Shad Fry. And also declared in 2013, the Dublin Peanut Festival is the state's official peanut festival. I mention all this because the General Assembly is now looking at a measure to set up a fried chicken festival in Fayetteville as the official state fried chicken festival. By the way, the state's poultry industry is worth more than $36 billion, that's billion with a B, and is responsible for approximately 126,000 jobs. No idea when the General Assembly might say yes or no, and if okayed, when the festival might be held. All right, speaking of festivals, let's take a look at some of them coming up in the next few months. March 4th and 5th, that is the Coastal Home and Garden Show in Moorhead City. March 17th through the 19th, the Cape Fear Wildlife Expo in Wilmington. March 18th, Pinehurst St. Patrick's Day Parade. March 31st and April 1st, Blue, Brew, and Q Festival in Keenansville. April 7th and 8th, Pirate Fest, where else? Greenville. April 8th, Pig in the Park at Old Waynesboro, that's in Goldsboro. High Point Easter Egg Hunt, and the Rockingham Spring Fest, that's all April 8th. April 14th and 15th, the North Carolina Herring Festival and Jamesville. We just talked about that. April 18th through the 23rd, the Grifton Shad Festival. April 22nd, Rocky Fest in Hiddenite. And also on the 22nd of April, Arbor Day in Statesville. April 28th, the Taste of Duplin and More. That's in Keenansville. April 28th and 29th, Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington, North Carolina Pickle Festival, where else? Mount Olive, and the Washington Marine Market. That all April 28th and 29th. Two items on April 28th through the 30th, Fayetteville Dogwood Festival and the Farmville Dogwood Festival. April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival, that's in Cary. And the Shining Rock River Fest in Canton. And finally, April 29th and 30th, Foothills Merry-Go-Round Festival in Shelby. And as long as we're talking about festivals, how about organizers with the National Folk Festival have announced the first group of artists who will be performing September 8th through the 10th. The 77-year-old festival has been held in downtown Greensboro for 2 years now, and the upcoming event will mark the third. The National Folk Festival boasts approximately 300 musicians, dancers, storytellers, and craftspeople, more than 30 musical groups, and 7 outdoor performance venues. Last year's event drew a crowd of almost 140,000. The 3-day festival is completely free, and based on its success in the area, organizers are considering launching a North Carolina Folk Festival in 2018. That's September 8th through the 10th for the National Folk Festival in Greensboro. And in case you were wondering, we've even got news about Legos. Yes, we do. If your kids are into Legos, listen up. 2 upcoming Lego events to mark on your calendar. First off, the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center's Lego Palooza, which was postponed because of the Chapel Hill water crisis, has been rescheduled for April 29th and 30th. The popular event is now in its 14th year. There will be some big displays along with hands-on activities. It's best for ages 6 and up. The hours are 11 to 4 on Saturday and 1 to 4 on Sunday. And lest we forget, also concerning everything Legos, a reminder that Brick Universe at the Raleigh Convention Center is set for April 8th and 9th. All right, let's switch on to the Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets, of course, are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center, phone number at 919-680-2787, and of course, you can go to the Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham as well, or you can, of course, contact Ticketmaster. Okay, DPAC coming up Tuesday, February 21st through Sunday, February 26th, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. The New York Times hails the Tony Award winner as one of the most fully immersive works ever to wallop Broadway. Wednesday, March 1st, Brain Candy Live. It's an outrageous evening of entertainment from two of the most amazing minds of our times. Adam Savage, one of television's most loved personalities, has joined forces with Michael Stevens, one of YouTube's biggest stars, and they're bringing along more than 3 tons of their crazy toys, incredible tools, and mind-blowing demonstrations for a celebration of curiosity that's been described as a cross between TED Talks and the Blue Man Group. Coming up Thursday, March 2nd at DPAC, Martina McBride, Love Unleashed Tour. Hot on the heels of her latest studio album, Reckless, award-winning country superstar Martina McBride has extended her Love Unleashed Tour, and she is partnering with CMT's Next Women of Country franchise, which continues to grow with confident, fun, and talented female singer-songwriters who are taking the country music world by storm. Coming up Friday, March 3rd, an evening of entertainment presented by the Durham Public Schools Scholarship Foundation and the Durham Public Schools. This is the 2017 annual fundraiser and musical workshop finale. It's a professionally choreographed and musical event featuring hundreds of amazingly talented Durham Public School students from across the district. This is a 7 o'clock show. Saturday, March 4th, Stephanie Mills and Will Downing. Stephanie Mills is one of the most distinctive voices in contemporary music, whose onstage energy and power inspires standing ovations wherever she performs. Will Downing's music has stood the test of time, and over the course of a 27-year career, he has unquestionably become a living example of the absolute best that smooth R&B and soul has to offer. Sunday, March 5th, an evening with Dawes. intimate theater tour with two full sets of new music and fan favorites. The band has toured extensively, playing headline shows worldwide and major festival appearances, including Bonnaroo, Austin City Limits, Lollapalooza, and Newport Jazz or Newport Folk Festival. Concert starts at 8. Thursday, March 9th, the Naked Magicians. Direct from Australia, the show features magic, mirth, and more than a touch of mayhem, as these two hot and hilarious magicians say abracadabra and take magic to a whole new level. The boisterous R-rated magic show has received rave reviews all over the world. Friday, March 10th, Get the Lead Out, sometime known as the American Led Zeppelin. The Philadelphia-based group consists of six veteran musicians intent on delivering Led Zeppelin live like you've never heard it before. Sunday, March 12th, it's the fifth annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. The event features the Harris On Stage Experience, showcasing additional brewery and local food vendors, unlimited samplings, and three floors of food and beverage options. It all starts at 4. Tuesday, March 14th through Sunday, March 19th, The Bodyguard. Thursday, March 23rd, a Deepak, Celtic Woman. Tuesday, March 28th, Steve Miller Band. Friday, March 31st, Gabriel Iglesias. Saturday, April 1st, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Tuesday, April 4th through Sunday, April 9th, Something Rotten. New on the schedule, Thursday, April 13th, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Nick Swardson, and Rob Snyder. Thursday and Friday, April 20th and 21st, Steve Martin and Martin Short with the Steep Canyon Rangers. Saturday, April 22nd, Brian Regan, and Sunday, April 23rd, Britt Floyd. That all at the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC in Durham. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through March 5th, it's the Marriage of Figaro, North Carolina Opera, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons, Kaya Cater, and Jerome Blind Boy Paxson. That starts at 8. Friday, February 24th as well, Ives Symphony No. 2, Friday favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at noon. Saturday and Sunday, February 25 and 26, Shen Yun Performing Arts, Memorial Auditorium, performances at 2 and 7:30 on Saturday and at 2 on Sunday. Sunday, February 26th, Triangle Youth Brass Band Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. Wednesday, March 1st, it's going downhill, isn't it? Seussical, Classic Productions Memorial Auditorium, shows at 9:45 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. Wednesday, March 1st, Lang Lang, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, Mozart Sinfonia Concert, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall. That's 8 o'clock both nights. March 9th through the 23rd, A Midsummer Night's Dream Theater Raleigh at Kennedy Theater. March 9th through the 26th, Four Seasons. This is Carolina Ballet. Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Robert Weiss's celebration of nature's enduring cycle, will burst forth with shocking vividness, teeming with undeniable life force. Its thrumming, interlocked motion making a powerful engine for dance, according to Indie Week. This ballet sold out in its initial run in 2014. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, March 10th, I'm Mom So Hard. Some days as a mom are harder than others. The crying, the snot, the constant running around, and then there are the kids. And there's no one making moms feel as uncomfortably normal as Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley, the hilarious oh-so-real women behind hashtag IMomSoHard. With over 510,000 Facebook fans and more than 45 million views of their website in the last 8 months, Jen and Kristen's blends of honesty and humor offer the kinds of levity most of us only get from our therapist, proving that if we weren't all laughing, we'd be crying, right? Performance starts at 8 again. I've not seen these ladies. Friday, March 10th, I'm Mom So Hard. And that is, that's apparently very, very funny stuff. Saturday, March 11th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. And Tuesday, March 14th, Nora Jones, Daybreaks Tour. Nine-time Grammy winner Nora Jones comes full work circle with Daybreaks, her stunning sixth album. Then Friday, March 17th, it is the 10th annual Raleigh Blues Festival. That is Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th, Stepping Out with Ben Vereen, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Vereen's performances with the symphony will feature a tribute to Broadway, including Corner of the Sky from Pippin, Defying Gravity from Wicked, and much more, plus Frank Sinatra favorites like My Way. Vereen's Tony-winning career includes star turns in Pippin on Broadway, All That Jazz on the silver screen, and Roots on TV. He is currently starring in the hot new Amazon TV series Sneaky Pete. Both performances are at 8 o'clock. Sunday, March 19th, it is Sinbad, Broadway Series South, ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. Actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing for more than three decades. Throughout his incredibly successful career as a stand-up comedian, Sinbad has starred in two Comedy Central specials and four HBO comedy specials. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.